Canada Connection on K1, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, RSU, and more coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Thanks for staying with us for a Community Connection this morning. I think you're going to find this one interesting. You may have to sit in the car and listen for the whole thing. Angie Thompson is Development Officer from Rogers State University, and we'll welcome in another guest in just a moment. But Angie, first of all, I want to talk about your fundraising breakfast. It's an annual affair. It's always fun, but more importantly, it benefits the students of RSU.
Charlie, thank you for letting us join you today. I want to be able to share everything about the breakfast to get people interested and excited about coming. But yes, this is our 10th anniversary.
Doesn't seem
breakfast.
Possible.
I know. You know, RSU's been in Bartlesville 30 years, but this is the 10th year we've held a scholarship breakfast, which benefits students who are attending RSU Bartlesville. And it encompasses students from the region, you know, we're talking about. Not just Bartlesville, but Dewey, Copan, Barnstall, Nowata, Pawhuska, Oshawleda, Ramona, you know, all of the little towns around Bartlesville. Students really appreciate the opportunity to receive scholarships, and that's what the breakfast is all about.
Well, it become the four-year institution in your hometown. I mean, it had started out from more humble roots, a much smaller facility than where you are now, and you look at the growth of RSU. I'm going to take it back a little bit further, let's say the past 15 to 17 years. The growth has been phenomenal. The students that have gone through your front door and out the side door now, they all appreciate what they've got for an education.
And you know what makes RSU so unique and special is people can live at home, attend their college classes, receive their degree, continue to work full-time. And Jessie's here with me today, and she's going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But it appeals to a wide variety of students, not just those who are the traditional, like my son, Michael, who completed his four-year degree at Rogers State, but people like Jessie, you know, who are moms and wives, and they have families, and they need to work full-time. You know, it appeals to them as well. You get a college degree, you can still work in your full-time job or your part-time job and stay at home with your family.
All right, well, what better situation can you have for the, I'll say, the non-traditional students? If you're making that pipeline from high school to college, the choices are all over the country. If you choose something at home, great. It's more affordable for mom and dad or for yourself. But if you choose to go away to, you know, a residence university, then that's kind of what we expect for a lot of that pipeline right out of high school. But for the non-traditional student, it's a great option for you to stay right here.
It is. And, you know, Bartlesville is so special and privileged to have not just Tri-County Tech, but Rogers State. You know, if somebody wanted to complete a certification, Tri-County Tech is the great experience for that. You know, automotive repair or some of the other great vocational opportunities, Tri-County Tech will provide that kind of certification. But Rogers State provides post-secondary degrees, bachelor's degrees, and we have a variety of degrees that are available. But, you know, U.S. Department of Education produced a research finding a few years ago that I think, you know, I brought a few stats with me. I'd like to mention what they said in 2015, that college graduates with a bachelor's degree earn 60% more than those with only a high school diploma, and they're far less likely to experience difficulties in economic downturn. So, you know, I think that there are a lot of stats that you find with the Department of Education that help substantiate the value that a bachelor's degree brings to a family and to an individual.
Yeah, well, and of course you graduate, I think, as a very well-rounded individual just because of the college requirements. Yes, you're training for a specific field, whatever they might be, but you know, you still have to have all those other things that make you a well-rounded individual. You have to have a little bit of history, a little bit of finance. You have to have a little bit of economics. You have to have a little bit of everything to make you that well-qualified. Like you said, if there's an economic downturn and your major field is just not doing what it should be, there are other options available for you because you've already prepared for it.
You're right. And in Bartlesville, every year we do the scholarship breakfast. We hold the scholarship breakfast. And our goal is to raise funds for not just in-need students, but students, you know, who just their academic career at the college is very good, and they want to be able to have a little extra funds to buy books or pay for fees, you know, or pay for their tuition. And so that's what the breakfast is for. We raise funds for students who are around the Bartlesville area, and it's restricted just for local students. You know, if they're on the Claremore campus, but they're from Bartlesville or the region in around the areas around Bartlesville, they still qualify for the funds that we raise. This year, our goal is $25,000, and Karen Larson from KJRH will be the featured speaker. She has RSU ties, which is really pretty cool. The producer of her newscast is an RSU mm-hmm. alum. One of her cameramen is an RSU alum. So she's really big on RSU and was just so excited when we asked her to come and make a short talk. And Russell Arianis, who is a 2015 grad and also a scholarship recipient, he's going to return and give us an update. He's completing his medical degree at UMKC. So we're excited to hear from him. We've got a few other things planned. We're recognizing Larry Elzo, who was selected by the students on the Bartlesville campus as their favorite professor. So that's going to be fun. And we're also excited to be able to partner with local agencies and organizations who have established scholarships. And Armstrong Bank is one of those.
Thank you very much, Armstrong Bank.
Absolutely. And Jessie is here with me today. She is a graduate of RSU. But what really makes Jessie's story unique is Armstrong Bank is one of the local organizations that really values education, including higher education. You know, if you call in the bank and you're on hold, the message is we support education. So I think that's what makes Armstrong Bank so unique is they value education. They partner with the community, including RSU, to provide scholarships for students. And when Jessie was a student, she was a scholarship recipient, and it provided value for her degree.
Wow, okay. Well, we're going to welcome Jessie in just a moment. I'm going to take a 60-second pause. And if you're listening to us in the car, stay with us. We want to hear from Jessie, and I think you need to hear what she has to say.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
As we continue on a community connection on 1400 K1, again, Angie Thompson, Development Officer for RSU, has been talking with us. Also, did I get this? AVP from Armstrong Bank? Oh,
yes.
All right. Jessie Hawkins, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hi. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
And of course, Angie gave you this great build-up, and I could see you get a little... I don't know, embarrassment on your face just because people say good things about you. That's what you do. You get humble. I get it. But
yes.
But by the same token, here's time for you to shine a little bit. First of all, what made you decide to go after a degree at RSU?
Well, I had already taken a few classes at RSU, and then I started working at Armstrong Bank. And I started working as a teller, and I knew that if I wanted to work my way up, that I needed an education. So I continued going and graduated, and that's what led me to my new position as a relationship banker.
All right. Well, congratulations on the position with Armstrong. And,
yes, thank
and I
you.
Think it says something, like Angie was saying, about their public stance of supporting education with their not only with their employees but with the community in general, and something I think you as a member of that staff can be pretty proud of.
Yes, Yes, it's been a blessing just being able to, work and be able to finish my degree at the same time. I am one of the non-traditional students, and so it really made it easier for me to be able to finish and get where I am today.
And of course, you attended a scholarship breakfast, similar to what's going on this year, I assume.
Yes. A few years ago, I received the COP scholarship, which is for ConocoPhillips. And it really helped me be able to, pay for books and get everything taken care of and not have to stress about that or, have to use credit cards or anything. And so it was very nice, and I'm happy to be a part of this and be able to give a scholarship on to someone else.
Well, whether it was helping pay for my son's books or going back either further decades in history and remember what the price of books were when I was a college student, and I know what inflation has done to that. So books are a major investment, and privately you're paying for a book now what I probably paid for three semester hours at the time.
Probably.
So that financial help from the scholarship really made a big difference to you and whether you were going to go to college that year.
Yes, it did. There were times where I didn't know if I was going to be able to get any books, and when I started receiving this scholarship, I didn't have to worry anymore, and so it was really nice, and I had everything to be prepared for the semester, and I finished when I needed to.
Just speaking as a non-traditional student, somebody that has a job and a family to take care of and still wants to go to school at the same time, did RSU make it pretty easy for you?
Yes. Like I said, with me being a non-traditional student, I had the option to have online courses, evening courses. There's even blended courses. We can do a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. And that really helped me. Especially since I am a wife and I do have children, and I was able to, come home with them and just be able to fit everything into my schedule.
It is a little bit of a stress environment because there's that immediate task of that kid that wants, hey, mom, I need this, or where's that, and where's my hat, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to say, I got this history test I got to study for. Leave me alone. Well, you feel like saying it anyway. Family gets in the way of studying sometimes.
Yes, sometimes. Luckily, I have a very good husband that steps in and helps.
It does help when the rest of the family is there and realizes mom's a student.
Yes, very supportive.
Just talking to, let's say, somebody who recognizes you next time they come in the bank and say, hey, I heard you on the air. Is that really what went on with you at RSU? And you can say yes. And yes. By the way, recommend RSU to somebody, right?
Yes, of course. I recommend anyone that's looking to further their education to check out RSU. I mean, they just have a lot to offer, and they can definitely fit it into anybody's life.
And Angie's kind of the public face of a lot of what goes on at RSU. I know she's really more on the scholarship and development side of it, but still, one of the first people that if you say, who do you know at RSU, Angie's name probably going to come up somewhere along the line.
Yes, definitely Angie. I've been extremely thankful for her reaching out to me and just letting me have this opportunity to do all this, and she's been wonderful.
Well, Angie, that the scholarship program works because you've got the faces, you've got the stories, not only this one, but over the course of several years, you brought in other scholarship recipients, mm-hmm. and the stories vary, but they all say things like, I got a great education, and while it wasn't easy, they made it easier to get that job or get that scholarship or get that education, get that final degree at RSU.
And partnering with ConocoPhillips, Jesse expressed the gratitude for the scholarship she received from ConocoPhillips. They have been a longtime supporter and a partner with us and provide great scholarships. I don't know if Jesse shared the degree she completed. It's Bachelor's Admin Management?
Yes, Business Administration.
Administration. So we offer a great number of degrees. I think the most popular degree is the Bachelor's Degree Accounting option, but also then it's the Management option and then the Medical molecular option. A lot of those students who are pursuing that degree path have aspirations in the medical field to become physicians or pharmacists or research scientists. So in Bartlesville, those are the most popular degree programs, the three most popular degree programs. But on March 29th, at the Bartlesville Community Center at 8:15 in the morning, we'll have our scholarship breakfast. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to raise $25,000. There's no cost to attend. So we just take a donation, and that morning we serve breakfast. Russell will be there to share an update on his degree path as a physician. I'm so excited to hear from him. Karen Larson, she was so amazing. She said, I want to come share a special message with your audience. So I'm excited to hear what she has to say.
Well, I think I know a little bit about her story, and it will be a fun story if she tells the story that I think she's going to tell. But Karen's a good storyteller.
She is. You know, she has won six awards. Yep. Six awards. She's an Emmy award-winning journalist. I love watching the 5 o'clock broadcast, the two works for you. You know, she helps write, produce, and edit mm-hmm. that. And she not only is the anchor and the storyteller there, but she's the one who is behind the scenes. So I'm excited to hear what she has to say. But folks can register for their breakfast online. It's real simple and easy. It's just rsu.edu/BSB for Bartlesville Scholarship Breakfast. You know, no cost to attend. Just sign up and join us. Be a part of the celebration this year for our 10th anniversary. Help us give scholarships to local students to attend RSU.
And of course, just a little bit widening that path just a little bit. The scholarship process, yes, there's forms that have to be filled out and paperwork that has to be, you know, everything in place, you give out a lot of scholarships locally.
We do. This last year, the Claremore auction raised a little over $200,000. Over the course of these last 10 years in Bartlesville, we've raised a little over $230,000, and that has supported 50 students completing degrees. You know, I'm not counting the ones that received scholarship and then didn't complete degrees.
Or are still working on it.
Exactly. 50 students were able to complete degrees because of the funds we raised in Bartlesville.
Well, Jesse, one final just invitation from you to ask people to come out and be part of the breakfast.
Yes, I ask everybody to come out. Like Angie said, it is free to attend. We just ask for donations, and I hope to see you all there because I will be there as well.
All right. Stop by, say hi to Jesse, and, of course, be there for the RSU breakfast coming up at the Bartlesville Community Center. You are invited. Oh, and by the way, there's food there, too. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A search for stolen farm.